But first of all, from builders and the people who are waiting for houses to be built from a residential construction point of view, we're joined in studio by Danny O'Shea, the Managing Director of the Links 2 Plans. And the reason Danny is with us is because his group has done something very, very interesting. They've counted the number of buildings that are underway, and he's here to tell us more. Good morning, Danny.
Morning, Chris.
Danny, so first of all, tell us what you have measured in 2014.
Yes, so we at Link2 Plans have just produced a detailed research in a residential developments report, which provides a breakdown by quarter of every multi-unit residential project that has commenced construction year-to-date to the end of September.
Okay.
So for the first 9 months of the year, the top-line numbers show that nationally about 1.47 billion worth of multi-unit residential construction developments commenced. Now, that's the combined value of 264 separate projects. And, you know, when complete, these will yield about 6,400 new housing units into the housing stock.
Okay, so between the start of the year and the end of September, 6,400 individual units, the building is underway on them. I presume, is that all stages of building? We can't say when they're going to be ready.
Yeah, what we actually do in this, we look at every commencement notice. Now, a commencement notice is a statutory notice that has to be lodged with building control 14 days before site work begins. So that's a real live flag that something is happening, because when a commencement notice is lodged, you know, levies or contributions or whatever crystallize. So nobody does this willy-nilly. You know, if something is actually happening when a commencement notice is lodged. So, you know, we've heard anecdotally that there's been an increase, and certainly there appears to be demand. But for the first time we have an actual figure, you know, of the number of homes and apartments that are under construction at this point in time, you know. So it's of great import to, you know, to those supplying services, materials, labour, so on and so forth, to that sector.
Okay, so 6,400 and thereabouts. Tell me this, how does that compare to previous years when you measured the same time, January to the end of September?
This is the first time we've gotten into this level of detail. And the reason we've done this is, off previous research that we have done, we've shown that in the residential construction sector as a whole, so including one-off houses and domestic extensions, there has been a 40% increase year on year. And we noticed that there was a threefold increase in residential development type of projects. So hence, you know, we drilled into this to this level. So, I mean, and the analysis confirms to us, you know, some important trends, that unsurprisingly, Dublin accounts for 57% of
all
units.
Of this. Yeah. Where else is up there? Can break that down regionally.
Well, Dublin's 57%, which is 108 actual individual projects, a construction cost of 841 million. So that will correspond to 3,600 plus units when, you know, complete. The rest of Leinster is about 20% of that, and Munster is more or less the same sort of number. So you're talking about 1,300 plus units, and then Connacht, Ulster is way down there, just 3%, maybe, you know, 200 to 300 units.
Okay, now Danny, these numbers, and it is good to have the type of site that we have, of numbers, of clear numbers that you've given us this morning of what's underway, what building is currently going on across the country. They are even way down on what is needed. So this obviously isn't your responsibility, but the capacity within the construction industry to expand on what's needed, and all of those other factors that come in from planning to zoning to available land to land banking and all of that, the capacity to expand and also the capacity for jobs expansion seems there as well.
Yeah, like, as we have seen from the CSO quarterly national housing report last week, you know, there have been 6,000 additional jobs added to the construction sector in the last quarter alone. So, you know, this is the beginning of, we would hope, of a recovery in this sector. You know, the ERSI have said that we need, what, 54,000 units over the next 7 years, and, you know, Dublin alone requires, I think, 8,000 a year. So it is short, but it is a beginning. And we've been producing these types of figures for the last 4 years, and this is the first time we've seen both arrows going up. This is, you know, commencements and applications. But obviously there is room for improvement. There is a demand there, and I know the industry last week would have looked and said, you know, the price point has to be met where it's viable for people to build these things, so that there are barriers still there.
Danny O'Shea, the Managing Director of Links 2 Plans, thank you very much for giving us that insight. So across the country, 6,400 units currently being built.